Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Class, Daniel is engineering at Genesis Communications Network. Thank you, Daniel. And class, you can listen to us on, of course, GCNLive.com. Rents Radio, R-E-N-S-E Radio. Thank you, Jeff Rents. The Ron Gibson Channel on BitChute and Odyssey. Global Star Radio Network, Galaxy 19, and the telephone listen line provided by Global Star Radio. And that is 605-615-1815. 605-615-1815. And that telephone listen line is active for USA Preparers during the hours which we are live. So Global Star Radio Network has a live telephone listen line for all of their programming. So it's up 24/7, and whatever is live at that time is what you will hear on that telephone listen line, 605-615-1815. And we're live between 9 and 11 a.m. Central Time. Dr. Shuley is not with us today. We're not sure why we've not been able to contact him, but Frank is with us for 2 hours today. Welcome, Frank.
Hello. I was going to ask Dr. Shuley, what spray did he use when you first started? Because my legs still shake a little bit when the time gets closer and closer. But then when I hear your voice and you say, welcome, Frank from Canada, I feel okay.
Well, Frank, I have that answer for you.
You do?
Yeah, I do. Well, you know, I've been broadcasting with Dr. Shuley for 14 years, or going on 14 years. And in case you're wondering, class, the longest-running full-time instructor of USA Prepares is Dr. Norm Shuley. And are you talking about when my knees were knocking? Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, when you first started off and your knees were knocking, and he said, he sprayed this spray and calmed me.
Yeah, okay. Well, here's that story. So I started broadcasting on a one of the largest radio stations in Springfield, Missouri. Actually, I started on a small one, and then the large one thought that they should pick us up, and the small one said, you'd be crazy not to go. So I left the small radio station on good terms and went to the bigger one. I explained the situation to the small station, and they said, you got to go. I mean, it'd be nuts to not go to a radio station that covers like 97 counties in Missouri. So USA Prepares was on this radio station, and Dr. Shuley had been broadcasting for about 20 years, about 20 at that time, on that particular radio station. He was 1 hour a week for decades. And he had the hour before the hour that I was on. And he'd be sitting in the studio, and as his hour ended, he would get out of his seat, and I would jump into the seat, get behind the microphone. And he would see me come in, and, you know, my knees would be knocking. I'd be nervous and looking at the clock, and, oh, gosh, I don't know if I can do it. And he one day, after he saw that, maybe the next week, he handed me this bottle of essential oils, which he named Bliss. That's his name for it, B-L-I-S-S. It kind of smells like roses. It's kind of something you'd have to be, as a guy, you'd have to be in tune with your manliness to wear this, because it, it's kind of like perfume, but it's his blend of essential oils, and he did some research, and he looked at the acupuncture points, and he decided instead of acupuncture, you could use oils instead, and he determined which oils worked for what. And this particular blend he called Bliss, and he had a map of the human body, and you'd put a drop on each one of these points. And so I did that. I left the studio, went into the men's room, because you have to pull your pants down and put on your legs. So I did, and I overdosed on it. I mean, 13 drops is way too much for me. One drop, spread out among two points is fine. So I overdosed on it, and I didn't care. I mean, I was in full mode Bliss, and I came into the studio, and then I walked out. I walked out, and the engineer was like, "What?" He just left. And then I came back in, and I realized that maybe I should go back in. So it absolutely works, and it removed all of my apprehension about performing live. And because when I was in elementary school, the one thing I didn't like was being in the school plays. I didn't like reading aloud. I was dyslexic, and it was probably the laughing stock when I was trying to read aloud. So it left an impression on me. So I didn't want to be in the school play. I didn't want to be in the assemblies. When I got to high school, I didn't want to be in any of the presentations to the class. I didn't want to answer any of the questions, other than science questions, when the teacher asked. And then at college, same thing. I mean, I avoided all of those public speaking classes, and somehow I got away with it. And to my detriment, because had I done that, I would have been more prepared for radio. So I was terrified of public speaking. I was terrified of radio. I was terrified of all those things, and my knees were knocking, and Bliss fixed it instantly. So that's what Bliss is all about.
Wow, and that's why you say, "Are you blessed?"
Yeah, that's right. You're right. Yeah. Wow. And some people thought I was asking Dr. Shuley if he was blitzed. Like, he was, are you drunk?
Well, I thought of that when I first went and realized. But, well, congratulations. Look how far you've come, and you're now one of the best radio talk show in, I would say, the world, by the base and how we get. I've never seen or heard of any other program, in our case class, that has so many feeds, so many places. So I don't know who's listening to us, but wherever they are, I am Frank from Canada, and maybe we... Yeah, one thing I do want to say, I did miss this morning when I got up and realized it was April 1st. Mm-hmm. And I remember many a times your April Fool's jokes. there were, oh man, you kind of kept Britonics.
Yeah.
Some of the things you came up with for the longest time, oh my, oh my, oh my, and then you would finish it off by saying, "Class, don't believe a word I say. It's April Fool's." So, but yeah. I'm not that good, so I knew we don't have anything to say to our classmates.
Well, Frank, back in around 1980, 81, Bert and I were sitting in the conference room of our company in California. We were manufacturing satellite communications receivers. And maybe Bert had just a little bit more time on his hands than he should have. And so he started writing this April Fool's joke. And then we thought, we should send this out as a press release. And it didn't actually come out and say any of this, but it alluded to the fact that we invented this thing. And we used the name, Bert's first name is Jim. Okay, I call him Bert, but his name is Jim. And so J. Sinotreb, which is Bertonus backwards, and V. Ilanef, which is Finelli backwards, these two researchers came up with this thing, according to the press release, and it's really Elon Musk's Neuralink. It is an implant. It's an implant in the body, and what we, because we were building satellite receivers, and because we invented some of the technology used in satellite communications, the concept was you could sit in your Lazy Boy, and you could plug this connection into, and it probably we alluded to, it's probably going to be in your forearm, and you plug this thing in, and you sit back in your Lazy Boy, and you can watch a movie via the satellite. And you could pick the character that you wanted to be. So if you wanted to be Rocky Balboa, you know, in one of the Rocky movies, or, you know, one of these action movies, if you wanted to be the, you know, the hero, the star, you could do it. But you had to get tested by a medical facility first, because if you were Rocky Balboa and you were like 600 pounds, you'd probably die watching the movie, right? Because you were that guy. And so you had to be medically tested. Well, it alluded to that. And it alluded to that we unveiled this at the sanitary facility of the Walter Reed Army Hospital. Mm-hmm. And so we sent this thing out. And, you know, Life magazine, I'm sorry, Ebony magazine, New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, Popular Science, Popular Mechanics. It went out to, you know, the big media. It got published. And it was a joke. And they said for immediate release, April 1st. And then what happened was the phone started ringing. People were calling us up. They wanted to buy stock in our company. And we were a private company. We didn't have any stock. People wanted to buy stock. They were beating the doors down because they thought this was the next big, you know, thing. And I remember saying to Bert, we're going to all be arrested. We can't do this. This is fraud. We can't even. So we weren't even thinking about selling stock, but people believed it. I mean, they literally believed it, and that's one of the reasons why I say I don't believe anything you hear, see, or read in the media, because we prove that people don't know. I mean, they wanted to buy. It was like we invented anti-gravity. So anyway, that's what that story is about.
And you had others too.
That
was one of your bigger ones, but I totally enjoyed. Yeah, and even though it was April Fool's, but you know, you guys were so good, so real, so far. Anyway, yep.
Well, Bert has always, as long as I've known him over 50 years, he's been a practical joker. And you know, sometimes I'll say to him, Bert, what? Remember that time? And he'll go, Ben, what's the statute of limitations on that? I mean. jeez. But he's a brilliant inventor. He's a brilliant engineer. And, you know, the kind of things that we did was, you know, like in the 70s, you know, a doorbell. Mm-hmm. You know, people would have a doorbell and it would, you know, buzz or ding dong. And so ours was, somebody's at the door.
He had an
assignment for electrical engineering class, and he had to build some kind of an amplifier, you know, a simple amplifier. This is early in like maybe freshman year, sophomore year, possibly. He had to build an amplifier, and so he built an FM tuner. Now, building a tuner and an amplifier are way different. Tuner's way harder. And so what he decided to do was, instead of having a dial that you put numbers on for the frequencies of FM 88 through 108 megahertz, he built a scale using LEDs. So you turn the knob, the potentiometer, and it would tune the FM tuner, and it would show a linear progression of LEDs. I mean, no one had that. And so he came up with that very, very early. This is like early 70s. So he was always ahead, and he was always thinking outside the box. And that's our Bert, and that's why he's with us. Frank's with us right now, and we're going to be talking about appliances and small appliance repair.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Vietnam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Frank Lewis in Canada. Frank, I looked up on the internet where your town is, and you're north of Syracuse, New York, right across the lake, right?
Yes, I am. Quite up north.
Yeah, and I was looking at the number of lakes. It's like the land of 10,000 lakes.
It is.
I mean, there,
and that keeps me very busy in the summertime because we get a lot of American students coming up here for many years. And the big thing about Americans that come, they buy islands. Now, when I first moved up here, I didn't think that was possible. And then when I start putting my shingle out, i.e. I do appliance heating and air conditioning, and I start saying, oh, yeah, but you got to meet me at this island, such and such, and that island, such and such. And, and I said, wow. And I'm telling you, I have beautiful American customers that just, let's say they love me, because I will take the time and take this boat ride across the lake for about a half an hour to come and repair their appliances, heating and air conditioning. So it's like living a dream.
Yeah. So you go on vacation while you're working, right? Hop on the boat, bring your tools, your HVAC equipment, some parts. And so you're on an island, and then another island. And then you probably get to go on more islands than pretty much anybody on the planet, right?
Vince, absolutely. Absolutely. It's like more my when Mrs. Pacheco wants to go on vacation, she says, I don't need to. I have enough vacation as it is. And one of my favorite ones, Vince, was going to an island in the winter time in a car. It was one of those things that I, gentlemen, you know, had the problem, and it was a full-time island that he lives there, right? And he had a problem with his eating system, He's like, can you come by? He told me. Anyway, to make a long story short, I didn't want to drive my truck because I was scared, and it's a heavy truck because I carry a lot of parts. And he says, no problem, I'll come and pick you up. So we're going in, and really, over the ice vents, unbelievable. And he says, can you open your windows? And I'm saying, but it's cold. He says, get this. Just in case we go down the ice, at least you'll be able to escape.
Yeah. Yeah, let the water in, the air out, and then you can open the door. Otherwise, you won't be able to open the door.
So, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Good. So just make sure that you're not going across the ice in a Tesla.
Yeah, make sure I don't really stop in the middle. But and with that being said, I know all through this week there were a lot of conversations to our students about leaving Dodge, and you know, and we're not going to repeat because I'm sure a lot of our students listen to us every day like I do. But I do wanted to say something, and that is, if perchance you're not able to leave Dodge, i.e., live in the country, the next best thing that I've done for myself is become self-employed. And there's no, I mean, I guess it's the teacher in me that love to see my students succeed in the appliance and the heating business and in the plumbing business. I mean, the trades are suffering, students, suffering for students, for people to come in. And honestly, if you can learn and learn how to love your trade, it's 40 years that I've been doing, and I feel like it was just yesterday that I started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, Frank, can you address this? So when I was growing up, now my dad was born in the 1920s, and back then you could get a job with a company and prove your worth and then rise up through that company as the company grew. And so he would say things like, you know, get a job with a good, stable, you know, large company, and you can work there for 40 years and retire. And then this was in the 1970s, I said, Dad, IBM is laying off 15,000 people a week. AT&T is laying off people. General Motors is laying off people. The big, good companies are laying off people. There is no, he used the word security, job security. And I said, there is no such thing anymore. And so can you address job security working for yourself? People think there is none. But in fact, there is more job security if you work for yourself. We'll be right back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA News Update. Pope Francis is calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and the release of all Israeli hostages. The Pope's renewal of the call came during Sunday's Easter Mass. The Pontiff also speaking about other world events, including Ukraine, Haiti, Sudan, and other places experiencing turmoil. The governor of Maryland is preemptively making the case for additional federal relief for his state or the city of Baltimore in the wake of the deadly Key Bridge collapse. Governor Westmore says,
Maryland needs no favors. We need to make sure that we're actually moving quickly to get the American economy going again, because the Port of Baltimore is instrumental in our larger economic growth.
More on with CNN's State of the Union Sunday. Actor Louis Gossett Jr. has passed away at age 87, as confirmed by his family Friday. Gossett Jr. earned an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor in An Officer and a Gentleman. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This can be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Keep it. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
DC's,
for 2 seconds during the.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Thanks, Vince. We're talking about appliances. So, class, over the weekend, Bam asked his mom, my wife, if she could make some scalloped potatoes. So she did and put them into our oven. And it's a propane oven. It's actually a slide-in 30-inch stove with a single oven. And so she made them just fine. The oven worked fine. The display worked fine. Everything worked fine. She took them out, and then I went to set the timer on the stove, and I noticed that the display was out. No display. Absolutely dark. So I thought, you know, let me hit the clear button. To no effect. It's still dark. I opened the oven door. The light came on. I turned the knob. The igniters come on. The gas is working fine. The only thing that's not working is the display. So I looked up, and this is a General Electric 19-year-old model profile. That's the class of it. So it's probably a mid-range, I would think. It's not their very best. I think that would be a monogram. So this monogram, is not their very best. It's a profile. And it's like, is that middle of the range, Frank?
Yeah, it is middle of the range, yes.
Okay. And that's what Frank recommends, that you don't buy the very, very best, but you buy middle of the range, and it's self-cleaning.
Yep.
So it has all of the durability that Frank recommends when you buy one. And I looked up how long these things should last. And they should last 18 years. And it's like you can set your clock by this or your watch by this. That's the extreme length of time that it lasts. So, Frank, I looked up the schematic. I can't find a complete schematic because the schematic is not complete. I can't trace exactly where the fault is. What are your thoughts?
Oh, okay. I know you probably have surge protectors, but but usually it's something. Again, you've talked about that, how you're getting voltage going, but it's, I would say right now, if I had to guess, if you cannot get any and class to students, if you have such a thing, including a microwave, if you touch any of those buttons in front and there's no response to it, then you have damaged the board behind it. So you're looking at if right now, without me seeing any further, you are, unless you can get Bert to come. I don't know if there's a special, and I'm sure this probably is, to see where the problem, but something behind in the board has gone. I don't know how much they are, but we can find out for you. And but this is the kind of thing, if you went to our favorite Facebook, but the market, and found a stove like that, that would be an ideal. You probably could have not that. You could have the igniter, the board. But for just from what you're telling me, that's what I would start changing it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, and you know, when you look at the control overlay, mm-hmm. it's completely dark. And when you push the buttons, there is no confirming sound. Mm-hmm. There's no sound that comes with pushing the button. It's like pushing on the oven door, you know, mm-hmm. the door itself. No sound at all. So, you know, I was thinking, all right, so I want to take this thing apart. And I looked up the model number.
Mm-hmm.
And everywhere I look, it's, you know, for that control board, no longer in stock, no longer in stock. No longer in stock.
No longer in stock. Oh no, because I have the same oven.
and the interesting.
But you know, the other thing, Vince, one of the things about appliance repairs is the nose. Like, go behind there and see if you smell
mm-hmm. yeah.
any kind of burning. Oh, I use that a lot. Mm-hmm. No, I have the best nose for that.
Yeah, you're talking about that awful Bakelite burned smell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, so, but it's, yeah, it's one of those things. But something is still working. You just don't have, here. So your igniter works. The top mm-hmm. elements work. You just mm-hmm. don't have a clock. Well,
I don't have any of those things. Just the only thing that works, Frank, is the igniters and the burners. So
in the burn.
Because it's electronic computer so controlled with relays and sensors, the oven part won't ignite.
One thing, and also you won't be able to check the temperature.
So, you know, and it's frustrating, Frank, because it's a darn good otherwise stove. Mm-hmm. It's fairly heavy duty. The grates are cast iron. They go across, and they're not these little tiny grates. They go across the entire surface. So if you want to slide a pot or a pan from a hot burner to an area that's not hot, you know, a burner that's cool, you don't have to lift the pot up. You can just slide it right across the cast iron, and it's got a porcelain coating. It looks like the new ones. The accountant said, we don't need no porcelain on these cast iron grates anymore. And they also said, we don't need to make them that heavy anymore. We can make nice, thin ones, you know, that are, well, we want to make it easy on the installer. So we'll cut half the metal out of the stove, right?
But at least it lasted you how many years? 15 now?
19 years.
I know you want it to last a lifetime.
Well, they used to. The more features that are put into these appliances, the shorter the life expectancy. I'm absolutely convinced of it. I might have to go because I'm looking at Facebook Marketplace here, and there is a Maytag washing machine. It's $60, and all I have to do is, well, I go pick it up. But it says here, had for a few, I'm going to read this verbatim, okay? If you think I'm not speaking correctly, it's not me. I'm just reading this verbatim. Quote, had for a few years. It's off balance and shakes and wobbles and is loud due to being off balance. Recently repaired the springs to no avail. Otherwise, it works just fine. Probably a simple fix. I don't want to mess with it. Update, I was told there was a washer hub. There's a washer hub that works independently, and that's what's causing the shaking. Part is less than $15 on Amazon, end quote. That's a Maytag washing machine.
Mm-hmm.
Next one. This is an Amana washing machine. $50. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. I think it needs a new timer. End quote. It's nonstop, Frank. I mean, people are... here's another one. This is a Whirlpool washer. Quote, this was here when we moved in. We replaced it. It's well-loved. There's something happening with the rinse cycle. It sounds weird, and I'm pretty sure it isn't spinning. I think it may be a motor issue. Motors for this washer run $150 to $180. If you purchase, you'll save hundreds of dollars regardless. Frank, here are people who don't have a clue, and they're telling you what the answer is. Is that something you've experienced seeing this same thing that I'm talking about?
Oh, for sure, all the time, Vince. That's why I've been in it for 40 years. And so.
Here's another one, another Whirlpool washer, $50. Quote, it runs and works. The only issue is it won't always spin out correctly. Acts as if it's off balance. Probably an easy fix, but I don't have time to deal with it. $50 or best offer. End quote.
Vince, I'm looking at my Facebook, and we just couldn't go any further, but there's a GE profile here in Canada for $300.
Wow. You know, I paid, when it was brand new, it was from Lowe's. And I really don't like Lowe's, but they had it sitting in the middle of the cabinet and appliance area and had this big yellow tag on it, half price. And it was $680 half price.
Wow.
Someone bought it and decided they didn't like, I guess they didn't like black. They bought it and said, that's black. And they wanted stainless or white. But I asked Mrs. Finelli, we were building our house at the time, and I said, I really like this stove. I think from the heft of it, from the great design, the burner grates. It looks like something that would last a long time. I like it. Is it okay with you if we use, you know, black appliances? And she said, fine with her. So that was the first appliance that we bought. And then the dishwasher, I found a black dishwasher to match it. And we had a black refrigerator, Whirlpool refrigerator, side by side that we brought from Virginia with us. So it all worked. And then we decided that we're going to change the kitchen and put in a full refrigerator, 17 cubic foot, and a full freezer right next to it, 17 cubic foot that matched. So we have stainless skin on the refrigerator freezer, and then black on the stove and the dishwasher. And it's okay with us because we don't entertain anyway. So it's fine with us, and we're not trying to show off, you know, hey, did you see the new look? By the way, people talk about look as if it is a noun. When you say look or I looked, it's not a thing. It's a movement. It's an action. It's a verb. And people say, I like the look. I don't get that. I don't get that. But that's what they say, right, Frank? They want that
look. Yep, that's what they say. I like the look. Mm-hmm. Well, did you look inside it, behind the scenes? You would have said, no, I don't like the look when you see all these little wires and things like that. But, Vince, you were asking me earlier about job security.
Yeah.
Well, I could not have had a better secure job than working for the bank up here. I worked for about 5-6 years for a major bank. And somewhat, and talking about security, I mean, banks, especially Canadian banks, they'll last forever because of a bit of government control. But anyway, that's a whole different story. And I wasn't enjoying, and took a course, appliance course, and wow, and got myself kind of volunteering at a small appliance shop. And Vince, imagine this. I'm working in the bank, tie, suit, every day. The next thing I'm knowing, I'm underneath a washing machine with oil in it. And I'm looking at there and I'm saying to myself, what am I doing? And then I said, but I'm enjoying this.
Yeah.
And it's like been almost 40 years now that I've never looked back. And in terms of job security events, I mean, you had a problem when you got up that morning with your stove. Tomorrow, someone else is going to have another problem, and then so on and so forth. Like, so my mornings here, before I get up, I have about 2 or 3 messages in my phone about things not working. So, so the repair section, especially now, is very secure.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, I used to work for a bank just as Frank did about 40 years ago, and I took a course on real estate investing, and I decided I was going to try that. And next thing I know, you know, I'm under kitchen cabinets and sinks and pulling out hot water heaters and re-roofing and, you know, hanging and ripping out kitchen cabinets and putting new kitchen cabinets and floors in. Exactly what you're talking about. Going from a suit and a tie and a white shirt.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com. Or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, I've decided instead of going and picking up these Whirlpool washers that are probably an easy fix, according to someone who doesn't know, like the person who's writing the art ad on Facebook, I'm going to stay here in class today with Frank. So I have this question, Frank, about this control board. Mm-hmm. So to remove on one of these ovens with the control boards that are on a diagonal, and meaning not in the very front vertical surface or not on the horizontal surface, but on the diagonal surface, which makes a lot of sense to me. I think it's the best design to have it on a slight diagonal surface. So if something drips, it's going to roll off rather than stick on it on the surface. You pull off the knobs, and they're just these cheesy plastic knobs that look way stronger than they are. And then there's four plastic large nuts that are right under the knob, and you just unscrew them, and then the whole control panel comes out. Is that the way it goes?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay, that's what it looks like. Okay, so here's my plan. I'm going to look at this control board because I think General Electric had a really great design when they made this, but I think they only made three of them because you can't get, I mean, I can find profile stoves. This is a slide-in. So a slide-in is one where the cabinet kind of helps support the overhanging edges of the top of the stove. So it's not freestanding. It needs the cabinet to be there. So it's kind of like a sort of like custom. Sometimes it's called a drop-in. Sometimes it's called, you can't drop it in. You got to slide it in. So sometimes it's called a slide-in. But it's 30 inches. And I'm going to get to the control board where I can look at it. And I'm going to look for things like, is there a possibility of a fuse or a thermal-type fuse? Is there an over-temperature sensor? I'm going to look for one of those. Is there a relay that, I'm going to test the contacts of the relay. Or is there an exploded capacitor? Because capacitors last, you know, maybe 15 years. So this guy, they must have been really running short on cheesy capacitors, and maybe GE had to buy some good ones, and it lasted 19 years instead of, you know, 14, 15 years. So those are the things I was going to look at, but I have to take it apart, or I have to get to the control board to find out what the model number is to see if it's available. Because this one has a different shape, different buttons, different, you know, a different appearance from the ones that I see that are available. So that's my plan of attack. Any comments about that, Frank?
No, I mean, it's basically appliance servicing for for our students. Is I use the method, I don't know if you've heard of, you take a big box and you start dividing it into quarters and quarters and quarters and quarters and quarters, but your ohm meter, voltmeter, you kind of come to the front. So, and with boards, one of the my first things that I cut my square in half is, do I have voltage going into it? So, and that's where the schematic kind of helps. But you know, there's the plug in the bottom, and you can trace those wires. Don't be scared, Vince, of cutting the little straps that hold those wires together, and kind of with your finger feel it where it's going to, and then measure to see if you have the right voltage going into the board. And if you do, then at least now your problem has been cut in half. If you don't, then yes, go further down the stream, because it could very well be a sensor of some sort, especially if you're using your oven, because they are safety sensors for heat content. So, and, you know, then just keep on going. Use your nose, smell.
Yeah. That's the plan in class. What I'll do is I'll let you know what I figure out.
Yeah.
And probably next class with Frank, I should have the answer as to what the problem was. And you know, it's class, we go along life and we're thinking everything's okay. And then you have one small problem like this. So now the oven doesn't work. And it becomes what was something we never even thought about. You know, 2 weeks ago, we never thought, you know, is this going to be a problem?
No.
The oven doesn't work. Now it seems to be, you know, moving to the head of, or closer to the top of the list as to things we need to fix. So
Yeah. Keep
that in mind. Do you have a spare? And so what Bam said to me, he said, hey, T, he calls me T, you know that. So, hey, T, what about some of those stoves in the barn? Let's go get one. He said, well, you know, it's got a control board. And I said, yeah, but it's not exactly the same control board. It's close, but it's not exactly the same. So, yeah, I've got a couple spare stoves. And the idea was that, you know, as everything collapses, we're going to be hooking up a propane stove outside on the deck, you know, or on the veranda, which is, you know, got an overhead to keep the rain off. So we're probably going to be cooking outside, you know, if we can't get parts. But, Frank, I looked at new stoves. You know, I went to Home Depot on the internet. Frank, new stoves are really expensive. I'm thinking $680. No, no, no.
No,
we're getting closer to $3,000 for a nice stove.
For a nice stove, you're sure about that? Yep.
and then if you look at life expectancies, the life expectancy of the one we have when it was made was around 18, 19 years. Now it's like 11 to 15 years. So we're getting improvements in the shortness of the lifespan of appliances. It's unbelievable. So the last thing I'd want to do is buy one that's going to be worse than what I had. I'm furious that it only lasted 19 years. We'll be right back. Let's talk about small appliance repairs. I'm, you know, mixers, like countertop mixers and microwaves and microwave ovens and, you know, those kinds of things. Frank's with us, Appliance Repair, 5 Minute University today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.